This is VOA News by remote. Time to make meat. Two members of the international humanitarian group Save the Children are now missing after Myanmar's government troops rounded up villagers, some believed to be women and children, fatally shot more than 30 and burned the bodies, according to a witness and other reports. Purported photos of the aftermath of the Christmas Eve massacre in eastern Moso village refugees sheltering from an offensive army action spread on social media in the country, fueling outrage against the military that took power in February. The accounts could not be independently verified. The photos showed the charred bodies of over 30 people and three burned-out vehicles. A village attendee told AP the victims were killed after they were arrested while heading to refugee camps. Authorities say a suicide bomber killed six people in eastern Congo as diners gathered at a restaurant in Chinese Day. The spokesman for the governor of North Kivu province said that the attacker had been blocked by security guards from entering the crowded bar and restaurant. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Saturday's attack, though Islamic extremists claimed a suicide bombing back in June that caused no other casualties. The town has long been targeted by rebels from the Allied Democratic Forces, which traces its origins to neighboring Uganda, but an Islamic State group affiliate claimed responsibility for two explosions in Beirut in June. This is VOA News. Protesters opposed to military rule on Saturday reached the vicinity of the presidential palace in the capital of Khartoum for the second time in within 1 week, despite heavy tear gas amid a communication lost. A Reuters witness said Sudanese security forces fired tear gas to disperse the crowds on a 10th day of major demonstrations since an October 25th coup. Internet services were downed in the capital, and locals were unable to make or receive domestic calls on Saturday. Witnesses said while soldiers and rapid support forces blocked road leading to bridges, its sister city also was affected across the Nile River. At least 16 people have died, another 63 rescued, when their boat overturned off the Greek island of Paros in the Central Aegean Sea Friday. That is the third time that a disaster involving migrants occurred just this week alone. A video released by the Coast Guard on Saturday showed the migrants' boat sunken beneath the sea. The country's semi-official Athens News Agency said the bodies of 12 men, 3 women, and an infant were recovered from the area. 63 rescued were taken to shelter on the island, with some receiving first aid assistance. A worldwide surge in COVID-19 infections thanks to the Omicron variant tempered Chinese celebrations. Pope Francis used his Christmas address Saturday to pray for more vaccines to reach power countries. Poor countries, many U.S. churches canceled in-person services, while others reported small but significant attendance. Britain's Queen Elizabeth urged people everywhere to celebrate with friends and family. Some families saw empty chairs at dinner tables after airlines canceled flights. The bodies of 16 Kurdish migrants were repatriated to Erbil on Sunday, after they drowned as they attempted to cross the English Channel in November. Mourners had already waited on the semi-autonomous Kurdish region's international airport, where the videos had arrived and were then being transported by police. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.